It used to be a lot more water cooler talk about the weather, though that is still a factor. It is now a lot more about the headlines. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Matt Bennett joins us today with agmarket.net. And you and I were just talking about how we just really seem to be more focused on the headlines and what we're seeing in the market and how that's going to affect our day-to-day trading.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough situation to navigate for the average grower. It's tough enough for a lot of us in the risk management business because clearly we've got a different set of circumstances that we're trading almost on a daily basis. So we know, of course, what dominated the headlines for quite some time was the U.S.-Chinese situation as far as soybean purchases go, and then we kind of shifted focus over the course of time that, hey, they're going to buy these beans. Maybe they're even going to buy more, and then we get into this U.S.-Iran situation. And so, there's just a lot of different risk coming from these headlines that we haven't really dealt with this rapidly in the past. So it's very, very challenging for the average grower and, for any of us in this business.
So as you look at that, I mean, what type of conversations do you have even to get started? Because I think it's easy, Matt, to get pulled in to what these headlines have to say and how they change from moment to moment.
Yeah, I think the main thing is that we've got to be, as a grower, for instance, I've got my grower hat on, and that's what I've always tried to lean on the risk management side of things is, as a grower, at what level do we know that we can make it work for this year? I understand a lot of growers got a little bit, scared of selling too much corn in the 480s and 490s on these. Because the thought that if crude oil continued above $100, it could really ramp prices up, and all of us need to make good money this year after the last 3 years. But I think if you always hang your hat on, hey, what is my break even, at a reasonable yield, looking at your insurance guarantees, what is your break even? And then once you get above that, get leveled up with your risk management program. Step in, incrementally make sales. Keep some flexibility, but by all means, base your marketing program on your break-evens and not based upon headline news.
Speaking of headline news, earlier today it came out that, and there were some social media videos as well, Matt, about Ukraine and really reporting another attack on a Russian fertilizer plant. When fertilizer talks are already tight, then you see something like this come across the screen.
Yeah, the fertilizer issue, Susan, is one of the more concerning ones. It's something that keeps a lot of us up at night, especially if you are someone that's writing a check for a couple $100,000 for fertilizer every year. You understand that, you can't live without certain types of fertilizer, of course. Nitrogen and urea, depending on what you're using for your nitrogen source, is absolutely necessary. Now, I know a lot of folks look at maybe backing off on some of their dry fertilizer this last year. I'm talking phosphorus and potassium. So potash and DAP were so expensive that, some people backed out of that, but you just can't do that when it comes to nitrogen. So there's no doubt. You look at what you just referenced with Russia and Ukraine. You look last week, for instance, India stepped in and bought 2.5 million tons of urea. And I believe they're just trying to front run. Hey, if this thing gets super tight, we want to still be able to have a hold of this stuff before it gets excessively high in price. And so from a fertilizer standpoint, I feel like we've got to do as much management of risk there as anything. It's beyond concerning.
Well, and look at, we hear, we've got hear the continued talk of ethanol and ethanol production. And now Brazil is really ramping up. What does that mean global market wise? More potential maybe for us to do some exports of grains if they're tying it into more ethanol?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Brazil over the course of time is that they really ramped up their percentages, and whereas we can't even get E15, even if it's not mandated, we can't get E15 year-round. We've got a, in my opinion, a very strong energy lobby, that makes it really tough from a renewable fuel standpoint to get some of this legislation passed. And clearly, with Brazil, they haven't had those sorts of issues. Now, predominantly, they've been sugarcane-based ethanol in the past, but they just continue to see a bigger percentage each year as they continue to build out your corn-based ethanol plants. And so it's a big-time opportunity for us moving forward. Brazil's Safrinha crop probably, isn't going to grow near as much on a percentage basis as what their soybean crop has done over the course of time, but they've exported a lot, of what they've grown. But I'll tell you what, if they use domestically more of their corn, there's no doubt that it puts us in a position to where maybe these big time exports from last year and this year can become a little bit more of a norm.
We were talking weather, you and I, before, because you're literally in a tractor right now planting. Looking at the weather, the back and forth we continue to have in these market talk, will we see that kind of weevil its way back into some market cooler talk conversation at some point?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing about late spring planting. You know, whenever you're in a position where you can't plant, it feels like it's the most aggravating thing, and you expect the market should rally. Mid-April is probably not the time frame for that. Now, if you get out past the 1st of May and you have a two-week forecast that's wet, I believe the market will probably start paying attention to it a little bit more. Now, right where I'm at in central Illinois, the tiled ground has just gotten fit over the last couple, 3 days. A lot of tractors are moving. The stuff that's not tiled is not quite there yet. And so I would say most growers are putting soybeans in the ground right now in this part of the world, but you don't have to travel very far north, and they just simply can't run. So I don't think you're going to see huge progress here this week. Probably not going to see huge progress again next week as far as the national level goes. But again, I don't think the trade's going to get super excited about it just yet. I think we're going to have to give it another probably 2 to 4 weeks before we see any sort of excitement, if you will, over late planting.
All right. Matt Bennett joining us today, sharing his wisdom literally from the tractor cab. Quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Monday market wrap up right here on the American Ag Network.